Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Black Heartbeat. This is your host, Kay, letting you know that your heartbeat is my passion. Today's topic is self-care. And when I say self-care, the first thing that may come to mind is maybe getting a pedicure, facial, manicure, getting a haircut, or whatever it is. And you are right, these are also a part of self-care. However, most of what we call self-care is external. But what about internal self-care? What's the point of external self-care if the internal is being neglected? What's the point of external self-care if the body is not well? So it's good to have external self-care and to look good and to make you feel good. But if your inside is not being taken care of, you're going to end up feeling crappy on the inside, but looking good on the outside. And only you're going to be able to feel the pain of not taking care of your internal well-being. On the outside to everyone, you're going to be looking just fine. But you know that you're not feeling well. And you know, as much as you look good on the outside, you're dying on the inside. So external self-care, in my opinion, is a waste of time if it's not accompanied by internal self-care. It's an absolute waste of time to look good on the outside while the inside is sick. We spend so much money buying hair extensions, buying Jordans, buying the latest iPhones. So much money on these things, but we don't take the time to buy things for our internal health and well-being. And a lot of times I hear people say, oh, maybe eating healthy is too expensive. Yet, I'm driving maybe a BMW, or I'm wearing Jordans, or I get my hair done every 2 weeks. So you have to prioritize. And based on the outcome, that will give you the answer what you chose to be important in your life. And then you just might have to live with it. Or then again, you can always make a change. Okay, so I want to give you 4 self-care tips that hopefully will do your body good. I want you to feel good on the inside as well as look good on the outside. Okay? So, try my tips for a while. And then, you know, if it doesn't work, then what have you lost, you know? So, number 1 is rest. The body needs at least 10 to 15 minutes rest during the day. Preferably around noon. Now, 10 to 15 minutes, that's a little. But try it. You will be amazed. Your body will feel rejuvenated. Okay? So, now you might be thinking, well, I have a job. Where do I find the time, you know, to put in 10 to 15 minutes of rest during nap time, during lunchtime, I guess. And you could go in your car during lunch and you could take a nap. You can maybe in your break room, lunch room, whatever you have at work, and go and have some quiet time. And you don't have to have a deep sleep. And also, resting means disconnecting from people, disconnecting from electronics. You know, yeah, that means turning off your phone. You're going to survive. For 15 minutes, turn that phone off and give your mind a break. You know, again, like I said, it could be in your car, wherever. Go to a park and just enjoy nature and peace and get away from the noise. Just anywhere where you could just disconnect from everyone and everything. And your body needs to rest during the day. Not only at night. During the day, you need 10 to 15 minutes. That's number one. Number two, drink lots of water. At least 8 to 13 glasses of spring water daily. So I like to drink my water first thing in the morning or very early. I would usually get up maybe 3:34 and I would drink a bottle of spring water and then I will go back to bed. And that works for me because I get one bottle of water out of the way early in the morning. And it's good also for your health. Then you can probably fit in a bottle of water after breakfast, at lunch, whatever. However, but try to drink as much water as possible to kind of flush out your system throughout the day from all the junk that we are putting into our body. Our body needs to function. And I'm sure most of you are already aware that your body is made up of, you know, a lot of water, probably over 70%. So do the research on that. Anyway, that's number two. Number three is to fast. You have no idea how important fasting is. I mean, if you can fast for a day and if you can not eat and not be tempted to eat for a day, you're a strong person. And that means you can do anything. Because not being able to eat and to stay away from stuff that you crave and you like, that requires a lot of strength. So fasting is key to self-care and good health. Start off by fasting, you know, maybe one day a week to give your organs a rest from the everyday abuse. And we do abuse our body. So we need to fast at least once a week if you want to start off. Or however, you know, you want to do it a whole week. You can do a liquid fast or you can do a dry fast. Liquid fast is where you just have all liquids. It could be anything liquid, or a dry fast is where you have nothing from morning to night, and then at night you can eat whatever you want. So, and by nothing, I mean no water, no liquids, no solids. And that's what I mean by a dry fast, just absolutely nothing. If you can do that for one day, you know, you're awesome. That shows strength. Being able to not have what you want and to be like okay with it, you're on your road to nothing is impossible for you after that. So at the time of breaking your fast, say for instance you're doing a dry fast in particular, at the time of breaking your fast, you want to take it very lightly, maybe drink a sip of water, not a lot. Don't go, you know, drinking a whole bottle of water. It might not stay down. You want to eat maybe a date or a few dates, maybe 3 dates if you have. So those are the two options you can use. Break your fast with a date or take a sip of water, or if you have a, you know, if there's nothing, then use what you have to kind of break your fast. But don't just go straight into it and start eating a you know, a big meal. Start off slowly. Okay, and I'm telling you, you will notice immediate results. And you will see a difference. Because for me, when I did an episode about a couple weeks ago regarding fasting. And I started off fasting and I literally had more energy than when I, you know, would eat a big breakfast. I had more energy. I was more focused. I had clarity. I had peace. You'll feel this inner peace. And that is so amazing to feel that. And you will have a better attitude. And you will be more patient. And I absolutely love the feeling. And I ended up doing it for an entire week. And I'm not going to lie, I lost 5 pounds. So there's so many benefits to fasting. And not to mention all the internal benefits that I'm not even noticing, or I don't even know what's going on. But the external benefits also are amazing. My face was so clear. And it looked so pure. It's hard to explain. I look pure. I felt pure. I felt clean on the inside. Anyway, I don't want to keep going on about the way but fasting work, and it works. So give it a shot. Do it once a week, maybe a week, then 2 weeks, and just keep going at it and see, you know, maybe twice a week. And my attitude towards people was like, I noticed I was so patient. Even someone had mentioned to me that I'm so calm and so patient. And I just smiled because I knew, you know, why. And when you're fasting, also you don't have the strength maybe to be, not the strength, because you do gain a lot more, what you call it, energy, but you are more aware that you don't want to do too much. So, you know, you take it easy, you have an easygoing day, and here I go again rambling on about that. But anyway, it works. Give it a shot. Number one was rest 10 to 15 minutes during the day, during the middle of the day. Drink water, fast. And last but not least, number four is to walk. And I say walk, not run or jog or whatever it is you're doing. Walk. Running is like giving yourself shaken baby syndrome. So it's best to walk very briskly, preferably in the morning. Walk, and I know a lot of people, you know, again, running and then doing all this extra stuff, but, you know, do you see any improvements in that? I don't know. People have been running for a while now, and I actually saw every morning for the past 4 years, and I'm not kidding you, 4 years, every morning on my way to work, this lady, she jogs, I don't know, from every morning I see her jogging, and she's in the same shape that I've seen her on the first day to today, and this has been 4 years of jogging. You would think by now, I mean, I understand it might help somehow on the inside to give you, I don't know, whatever it is, but walking is best. And again, like I said, it's like, think about your body just, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down. It's like, you know, shaking baby syndrome. And that's also affecting your internal organs. So, as we know, and I'm sure, you know, nowhere in the Bible they've said it's been noted that Jesus run or jog. And he wasn't obese from pictures, from the white Jesus pictures that we see. Prophet Muhammad, as we know, if you're into the Quran, I don't recall or have seen any literature on him running or jogging. Moses, I don't recall Moses running. So, a lot of this is just like new trends and new things that people are coming up with, do this, do that, this is good for you, that's good for you, and everyone is still sick, and everyone is still dying off of something, and, it's like, we just can't follow people blindly. We have to, again, do what's best for us, and what works for us, and if you like jogging, then so be it, then that's your thing, do it. But don't do it because someone else is doing it. Do it because that's what you want to do and because that works for you. But I'm telling you to walk. And again, to walk to the point to where you are sweating. And do that for about 1 hour per day in the morning, preferably. And even sometimes try to walk maybe 5 minutes barefoot. I know that sounds foreign and that's like, I don't want to do that. And of course, you want to do it in a safe space. You don't want to do it where you're going to get, where it's dangerous, where there's glass or you have nails or anything like that. You need to reconnect with nature. And putting your foot, your bare foot, on the ground and connecting with nature is like an amazing feeling. And a lot of times, especially in the Black community, we don't do that type of stuff. We don't connect with nature. And nature is what we need. I think nature is what we're lacking. And we feel like, maybe growing up in the hood is just, that's all you have. You could take a walk on the beach. You could go to the park. You don't have to spend money to reconnect with nature. You could go outside, just outside your door. Just, sit down bare feet. You don't have to always wear shoes. I know this is like, sound kind of hippie and crazy, but I'm telling you, just reconnect with nature and reconnect with your the way your ancestors used to live, and not try to follow the people that are just every day is a new trend and a new this and a new that, and they're clueless. We're following people that are clueless. Be your own example. Be your own hero, whatever, So, again, make sure you're walking. You do your walking in the morning, early, not at lunch, not in the afternoon, not in the evening, not at night. In the morning, if you can, early in the morning, walk, get that out, sweat it out. Go back home, take a shower, get dressed for work. Take your 15, get some water, take your 15 minutes of nap, and do your fasting. That's all. Four things. So that's it for today, guys. And I hope you really enjoyed today's episode and get some benefit out of it. As always, I appreciate your time, and I want you to be an active member in my community. But most of all, I want you to be an active member in your own life. And I'll see you next time. Take care. Peace.